I am excited about what the Lord is going to talk to you about today. Well, I should say I'm always excited about whatever God has to share. I am Pastor Desiree Parks. Welcome to my podcast, New. So, in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 4, and I'm going to read verses 10 through 12 as well, Jesus has given his disciples some instructions before he leaves the earth and returns to his Father in heaven. I'm super, super excited. God, I thank you for your word. Already your word in Isaiah 65 and 24 says, before they call, I will answer, and while they're yet speaking, I will hear. So I thank you that you've heard my heart's prayer already concerning this message. I want it to reach every listener, Father God. I want it to bring revelation, fresh understanding, answers to their questions, Father God. And I want your word to draw them closer to you. I thank you ahead of time that you are going to speak through me. And they're going to hear you and not me. I bless your holy name. I praise you, God. I honor you, God. I reverence you, God. I respect you, God. I love you, God, because you're God and you're God all by yourself. You're all powerful, all seeing, all knowing. I bless your holy name because you're King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords, and you deserve all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Thank you for loving me unconditionally. Thank you for loving the listeners unconditionally. Thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way for each and every one of us. Thank you, Father God, that even you cause the sun to rise on the just and on the unjust. On the unjust so that they can get the opportunity to give their life to you today if they didn't do it yesterday. Thank you for your faithfulness and your long-suffering, your patience, and your understanding. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So this is how we are supposed to behave. Matthew chapter 5, verses 4, and then I'm going to read verses 10 through 12. So verse 4 says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know what? I think I'm going to take it from the beginning. Let's just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, in verse 5 of Matthew chapter 5, for they shall be inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? The children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He says in verse 12 of Matthew chapter 5, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for what great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The Bible says, people, brothers and sisters in Christ, little boys and little girls, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing that you're going through that the saints of old did not go through. There are some stone throwers in scripture, and they persecuted an adulterous young woman. John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Let's hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. He's going to prove to you today again that what you are going through, it's nothing new. This young woman in John chapter 8, verse 1, it says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. He showed up in church, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Amen. Verse 3 says, and the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him what? A woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, This woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? Verse 6, this they said, tempting him that they might have a to accuse him. I beg your pardon, let me read verse 6 again. This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Stone throwers, Jesus said, if you have no sin, you go ahead, proceed into casting the first stone at her. That's what Jesus said to them. There is nothing new under the sun. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there is nothing that the believer is suffering today that the saints of old had not suffered. Verse 8 says, and again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being what? Convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Let me tell you something. It said from the eldest, even unto the youngest. I beg your pardon. Even unto the last. So, you know, the Bible also says, listen, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So there were young people there and there were old people there, and they were all getting ready to stone this young woman because they said that she's living in sin. Hallelujah. And the young people had stones in their hands as well. Parents, whatever your children see you do is what they are going to do. Children copy whatever they see, be it good behavior, they copy it. If it's bad behavior, they're going to copy it. Because the Bible says from the eldest to the last, amen, they left her alone because they were convicted. So even your children that you're thinking is so innocent and that they don't know right from wrong, the Bible is clearly telling us that they know right from wrong because they were convicted when Jesus spoke. When Jesus said, listen, if you have no sin, if you have never sinned, you throw the first stone. Amen. From the least, from the greatest to the least, from the eldest to the last, they all began to drop their stones because they were all convicted. Let me tell you something. God is saying to somebody today, correct your children. Correct your child. God is saying to somebody today, correct your children. Correct your child, because I'm telling you something. We can't be stone throwers, because the same adulterous woman that we are talking about, the same adulterous man that we are talking about, hallelujah, our very children might end up one day being an adulterous man or an adulterous woman. Hallelujah. And this is why God is saying, correct your child. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Exodus 20 and 13 says, thou shalt not kill. That is a command. Let me tell you something. Evil insults are like murder. You might not be physically harming or killing a person, but to insult someone, evil insults are like murder. They were already putting this adulterous woman to murder, to death. Hallelujah. They were murdering her with their mouth because they came to Jesus and said in verse 4 of John chapter 8, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery. In the what? The very act. They were killing her. They were ready to stone her to death in their minds. Hallelujah. Now they wanted Jesus's approval to stone her to death. And what did he say? If you stone her, who's going to stone you? You hear what Jesus is saying to you today? If you stone her, who is going to stone you? Hallelujah. My mom has this saying, when you're pointing one finger at someone, there's always your thumb pointing back at you. He says, who is going to stone you if you stone her. Amen. And then after he said that, he told him, this is what he told him. Okay, go ahead. Any one of you that is without among, he says, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Jesus says, listen, obey the law and punish her. Go ahead, obey Moses' law and punish her. And what happened when he said that? None of them could cast a stone at her because they were all convicted in their heart. And you are throwing stones right now. Hallelujah. You might be throwing stones right now and you're feeling convicted in your heart. You're not feeling good. Hallelujah. And God, Jesus is not condemning you. You're being convicted because you know exactly why you're feeling bad. So that's God convicting you, saying, listen, you need to stop throwing stones. Hallelujah. Listen, God hates sins. Sin will always matter to God because he hates it, right? But God has not called us to condemn or to judge or to murder anyone with our thoughts and in our actions. Hallelujah. God will judge people by the way they live. Hallelujah. We've got to step back and let God be God. Hallelujah. We have to step back and let God be God. None of them could say they had never sinned. So what happened? They had to drop the stones and they had to leave. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1. Stone throwers. The Bible says in Matthew 5 and 7, blessed are the merciful, what? For they shall obtain mercy. The same God that saved you, can I tell you, can save her. The same God that saved you can save him too. Matthew 5 and 7 say, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Would you not want Jesus to have mercy on you? Would you not want God to have mercy on you? Hallelujah. You have to have mercy. The same grace and mercy you want extended to you. Hallelujah. You should desire it for your brother and sister in Christ or whoever has fallen by the wayside. You shouldn't desire for them to be murdered. You shouldn't desire for them to die a spiritual death. Hallelujah. That is not what God has called us to be or who he has called us to be. Hallelujah. We have to extend mercy. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1 through 10. It says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among publicans, and he was rich. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was of a little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Verse 5 of Luke chapter 19. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Oh my goodness, people. Jesus came to die for sinners, not for the saved. Jesus came to die for those who don't have it all together. He didn't come to die for perfect people. Amen. If you were perfect, Jesus would not have come. None of us are perfect. Only God himself, only Christ himself is perfect. He came to die for sinners. Listen, people, remember where you came from. Remember you were once lost. Hallelujah. And Jesus had mercy on you. And he is saying the same mercy that you obtained is what he's trying to give to the brother or what he's trying to extend to the sister. But you are condemning them with your mouth. Zacchaeus was a thief. He was a tax collector and he overcharged people their taxes. God came to die for that adulterous woman, and he also came to die for Zacchaeus the thief. He came to die for the murderer. He came to die for the prostitute. He came to die for the fornicator. He came to die for the thief, people. I'm telling you, he came to die for liars. They began to murmur. Why is he going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner? You know what Jesus said? It's only those who are sick that need a physician, and he is the great physician. Verse 8 says, and Zacchaeus stood up and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come into this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to what? Seek and to save that which is lost. He came to seek and save people who are lost in sin, who are transgressing, who are fornicating, who are stealing, who are murdering, who is lying. That's who he came to save. The lost. The lost. I'm going to say it again. Matthew 5 and 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Do you realize the minute that Zacchaeus realized that someone was for him and not against him, his language changed? Immediately he changed. He says, if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I'm giving it back to him or her four times the amount I took. Immediately as he realized that someone is for him and not against him, he changed. The adulterous woman will change when you stop calling her adulterous woman and begin to call her by her name, a child of God. She's a child of God that has gone astray. Hallelujah. But just like the prodigal son, she will find her way home. But she will not find her way home if you continue to condemn her, is what Jesus is saying. You are to lead her home through your words of kindness, through your words of encouragement, not battering her with her sin, reminding her constantly about her sin. Amen. Be kind and be merciful and extend the same mercy that Christ extended to you. If you look over your life, you will see that you didn't have it all together. You messed up before, and God had mercy on you. Matthew 5 and 46 to 47, it says, for if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans the same? If you only love your children, what good are you? How different are you from the world? Amen? If you only love your friends, if you only hail your friends, if you only have respect for your friends, if you only acknowledge your friends, how different are you from those publicans in the world? Listen, publicans, thieves, liars, how different are you if you're only kind to those who are kind to you, is what Jesus is saying. You know what's going to be shocking to a lot of believers on the day of judgment? Because we sometimes allow pride to overtake us, and we become so lost and so blinded in pride that we can't take correction. Amen. We are above correction. And Jesus is telling you, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. We are going to be so surprised. Some of us will be so surprised on the day of judgment, according to Matthew 7:23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You want to hear God said, get move from in front of me. I never knew you. You work iniquity. Iniquity is sin. Iniquity is wrong. Amen. Mistreating people that are different from you, people that are not operating the way that you think that they're supposed to be operating. Jesus says he's going to tell you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. God tells us to love one another, because John 3:16 says, why God told us to love one another? He said in John 3:16, for he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die for you. Anybody that believe in him, that they should not perish but have everlasting life. If God sent his only son to die for the adulterous woman, to die for Zacchaeus, the tax collector, the thief, the dishonest man, who are you to be condemning God's sons and daughter? Who are you to be murdering them with your thoughts? Who are you to be murdering them with your insults? Who are you to be judging them? Is what he is saying. Matthew 5:45 says that ye may be what? Children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to what? Rise on the evil and on the good. And sendeth the rain on the what? The just and the unjust. When the rain fell. On the adulterous woman. When the rain fell on Zacchaeus too. Amen? It fell on him too. They're busy sitting down, criticizing, talking about why is he going to be a guest in a sinner's house. He went into a man, Simon, that was supposed to be a saint. He went into Simon's house and a woman and a harlot named Mary came in. Into Simon's house when she found out that Jesus was there. Simon, it was custom that they would wash the feet of their guests. And Simon never washed Jesus' feet. But Mary, the harlot, entered. And they all start whispering and murmuring. Simon is talking in his heart. Does he even know the type of woman that's touching him? And Jesus heard his heart just like he hears your heart. He hears your thoughts. Hallelujah. And he said, oh, how can he let, if he was such a real prophet, a man of God, he would have known who was touching him. Why is she touching him? And Jesus turned to him and he says, listen, you invited me into your house. I'm here in your house, right? You invited me here. You never offered me water to wash my feet. But this young woman that is a harlot, that is broken, that is crying out for help, has come in and she has not stopped washing my feet with her tears. She's using her hair to wipe, to dry my feet as a towel. And she's taking this perfume and she's anointing my feet for my burial. And he says, you are busy talking about her, but she's busy doing what God has called her to do. Hallelujah. Everybody, the Bible says, all have sinned and come falling short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect. If we were perfect people, Jesus Christ would not have to have come. He came to die for the Marys. He came to die for even the thief on the cross. He came to die for the Zacchaeuses. Hallelujah. He came to die for you and he came to die for me. And we have to extend mercy. We have to. God, because why? God really loves everyone in the world. He does. He loves everyone in the world, people. You don't want to hear him say, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. You don't want Jesus to tell you that at the day of judgment. You don't want to be shocked. You know, 1 Samuel 16:7 said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. God is not concerned about how nobody look. He looks at our heart. Rahab was a harlot. She had a prostitute. She had a whorehouse. She was a harlot. And she had other females that work in her house. They were intimate with men for a living. They got money for sleeping with men. Yet, she's in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Yet God used her mightily. The Bible says in Matthew 7:7, judge not till ye be not judged. There was a thief on the cross. And he was a wise thief. He was a grateful thief. He was a penitent thief. Why? Because he gave his life to Jesus Christ on the cross. I bet you he will not hear. He will not hear, get away from before me, I never knew you. He won't hear that. Christ came to die that he might live. Pray that. What you have to do is pray that God will help them, people. Don't murder them with your mouths. Don't speak things you don't understand. You don't know why people do the things that they do. We have to have mercy because we have obtained mercy. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his ways. Let God delight in your ways. God is saying, listen, help them. Pray. Pray for them. That is how you can help. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 46. Matthew chapter 12. Let me read verses 46 to 50. Amen. Listen, this is talking about the family of Jesus. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. Jesus's mother Mary and his brothers are outside wherever Jesus is preaching and teaching. And they're sending to say, oh, tell Jesus we're looking for him. We're outside. Jesus said, who is my mother and who are my brethren? Who is Jesus's mother and his brethren? Those who listen to him and obey him. He's in church and his mother Mary and brethren are outside the church. And basically he said, what are they looking for me for? You know, the Bible says a prophet is never welcome in his own land. I have family members. You have family members. Hallelujah. He's pointed at his disciples that were right here. The disciples are supposed to sit at Jesus' feet, just like the harlot Mary sat at his feet and wept and her tears fell on his feet. Sit at his feet. When Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, Martha was in the kitchen, cumbered, working, cooking, preparing dinner for Jesus to eat. And Mary was where? This is the same Mary that anointed his feet with perfume and washed his feet with her tears and wiped it with her hair. Dried it with her hair. The same Mary was still sitting at Jesus' feet. He was at their house in Bethany, reclining at the table with Lazarus. And Mary is seated at the feet of Jesus. He's saying, these are my mother and these are my brethren, those that sit at the feet of Jesus and believe in him and listen to him and learn from him. He says, those for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. That's all he says. And he's saying the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his way. So God is ordering you how you are to behave. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be what? Called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Those that are living in sin don't understand. They don't realize what's going on. Amen? They feel like sin is their only option. And we as believers should want to be like Christ. We should want to be like God. We have to forgive people. We must forgive our enemies. And we must forgive those we don't understand. And we must love one another, is what God says. You know, somewhere in the scripture, it talks about, Matthew 5, 38 and 39, it talks about, you have heard that it had been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And Jesus is saying to us today, no. I want you to turn your cheek. I don't want you to fight with any person who has done something bad to you. And he's talking to you, you person, that whoever is in adultery, whoever is being persecuted, whoever has been stealing, whoever has been lying. God is saying, don't fight with the person who has done something wrong to you. He says, whoever has done that bad to you, God says, pray for your enemies. Amen. Your enemies need God. But and you know why they need God? Because God loves them too. Pray for the people that are causing you pain. Amen. And pray for yourself too, so you don't cause others pain. Hallelujah. That we may be what? Children of our Father which is in heaven, is what Matthew 5:45 says. Because he causes the sun to rise on who? The just and the unjust. Your enemies need God too. Hallelujah. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The Bible says, listen, if the world hate you, you got to know that it hated Jesus too. They wanted to murder the young woman because she made a mistake. Amen. 1 Timothy 1 and 13, I believe it says, Paul says, listen, I was a blasphemer, I was injurious, I was a persecutor. But he says, I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And ignorantly, God will forgive you, but willingly, he won't. Willingly, he won't, because Hebrews 10:26 says it. If you sin willfully after you have obtained the knowledge, right? After you've received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifices for sin. So if you continue to sin against God's people, if you continue to walk contrary to God's word, he says, willingly, he won't forgive you. If you ignorantly sin, he will forgive you. Because Paul said it, God had mercy on him. And he forgave him because he didn't know what he was doing. I'm telling you today what you're doing. And God is saying to correct your wrong, to right your wrong. Amen. You know, family life is very, very important. I love what Jesus said. He was impartial. You know, when you decide to pick up your cross and follow Jesus, sometimes you might lose some family members. You might lose friends. Jesus didn't care. He said, who is my mother? That scripture is like shocking to me. He's like, oh, your mother and your brethren is outside desiring to speak to you. Jesus is in church. He's teaching, or wherever he is teaching. And they're like, oh, tell Jesus, come out here. We want to talk to him. Jesus is like, no, I'm not going to leave what I'm doing, teaching and preaching, to come and attend to you. Oh, no. He said, those people in front of me, my disciples, are my brother and my sister and my mother, those who listen to him. Family life is important, but I'm telling you, sometimes your family suffers when you become a Christian that is loyal to Jesus Christ. Sometimes you will lose family, you will lose friends, your relationships will suffer if you are a loyal Christian to Jesus Christ. Because guess what? They don't understand your loyalty. And they feel like you should not be giving your all to Jesus. But I am telling you, Jesus said he's a jealous God. Jesus didn't even get up to go attend to hear what his mother was saying. He wasn't concerned about that. He said to her when he was 12 years old, when they thought they lost him in Jerusalem at the Passover, Jesus said, why are you looking for me? Don't you know I must be about my Father's business? Jesus understood he came into the world for a purpose, and it's to spread the good news. Amen. That God came, sent him to die for sinners, to set sinners free, to set captives free. So Jesus, when they're saying, oh, your mama and your brethren want to talk to you, they're outside. Jesus is like, I ain't got time for that. I got work to do. So sometimes when a Christian is loyal to Jesus Christ, your family suffers for it. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and I was saying it's very important who we marry, you know, because if you marry the wrong man or you marry the wrong woman, it'll destroy your Christian walk. It will destroy your Christian life. Amen. It is important. Listen to me. Family life is important to God. But God will not. Listen. He won't settle for second best. Amen. He will not. God is saying to somebody today to believe him now. He says, if you don't, then he will judge you. He said, believe him now. If you don't, then he, God, will judge you. Matthew 5:43-44 say, ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute your people. Pray for your enemies. Every time I pray daily, I pray for my enemies because I understand that Satan is destroying God's creation. People have allowed the enemy to take control of their life, to take control of their bodies, to take control of their minds. So we have to pray for God to give your enemies clarity and to give them peace. Amen. And to open their spiritual eyes. Amen. Of unbelief. And give them the belief in Jesus Christ and his word and his truth that say he is the one that causes the sun to rise on the just and the unjust. Nobody, listen to me, believers, there is nobody on the face of the earth. The vilest of criminal is not too far gone for God as long as that person still has breath in their lungs. There's nobody that Jesus can't save. I'm telling you, your enemies are those people who Satan has tricked. Those who are living in sin are those who the enemy, Satan, has tricked. Hallelujah. We have to be very careful and we have to be very mindful of this. And I know I read 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 7. You know, oftentimes we go to churches because churches are full, or we believe that the pastor is very popular, or we believe that, oh, I only want a female pastor, I only want a male pastor. God is saying we have to stop that because he doesn't look at someone's countenance. That's not how he chooses people. He said it to the prophet Samuel when he was looking for his pastor David, who would be king of Israel. Hallelujah. Every one of Jesse's sons that passed, Samuel, the prophet, a prophet is a man that hears from God in close relationship with God. He kept picking the wrong one. He says, oh, it's not, is this one? Jesus says, no, it's not that one. I don't look at people's appearance, physical appearance. I don't choose people because you think he is a man or he's a woman. First of all, there's no sexes in the spirit. There's no he, no she. We are spirit. Hallelujah. When you die and you go to heaven and talking about, oh, when I die, I'll go to heaven and see my husband. There's no husband and wife in heaven. Hallelujah. You're going to know that you know the person, but it's not going to be no he or she. And no marriage is going to be continuing in heaven. The only marriage in heaven is with the Lamb, which is Christ Jesus, and us, the church, his bride. So God doesn't pick me, Desiree, because of how I look. No, he chose me because of my heart, the dedication and the faithfulness. That's how God picks people. So, you know, I say I would listen to a donkey if the donkey was preaching the word of God, the word of truth. God used a donkey to speak to his prophet Balaam. God can use anybody to speak to you. Hallelujah. You have to humble yourself. You have to humble yourself. You have to take heed is what the Bible says. Take heed. Take heed. Take heed is what the word of God says. Amen. God can use anybody. Don't reject the word of God. Do not reject the truth of the word of God. 1 John 3:15 says, whosoever hated his brother is a what? Murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. That's what the word say. Do not murder. Okay? Don't be a stone thrower. Hallelujah. Jesus says, if you stone her, who's going to stone you? Why is he saying that? He is saying that because none of us are perfect. Turn the other cheek. God bless you.